You have your Bible with you this evening. We're turning to the book of Numbers, Numbers chapter 10. Turning to Numbers, book of Numbers chapter 10. And we want to begin our reading this evening at verse 29. Numbers chapter 10, and beginning our reading at verse 29. And Moses said unto Hobab, son of Raguel, the Midianite, Moses' father-in-law, we are journeying on to the place of which the Lord said, I will give it you. Come thou with us, and we will do thee good. For the Lord has spoken good concerning Israel. And he said unto him, I will not go, but I will depart to mine own land and to my kindred. And he said, Leave us not, I pray thee, for as much as thou knowest how we are to encamp in the wilderness, and thou mayest be to us instead of eyes. And it shall be, if thou go with us, yea, it shall be, that what goodness the Lord shall do unto us, the same will we do unto thee. And they departed from the mount of the Lord 3 days' journey. And the ark of the covenant of the Lord went before them in 3 days' journey to search out a resting place for them. And the cloud of the Lord was upon them by day when they went out of the camp. And it came to pass when the ark set forward that Moses said, Rise up, Lord, and let thine enemies be scattered, and let them that hate thee flee before thee. And when it rested, he said, Return, O Lord, unto the many thousands of Israel. Amen. We'll end our reading there with the prayer that God will add his blessing to the public reading of his own holy and infallible word. Once again, we dare not go forth in the preaching of the word until we have sought the face of God. We have already done so today and also tonight in the little cabin across the way. But we want to seek the Lord once again, even now. And as always, I ask that every Christian will pray for the Holy Spirit to be at work in this tent this evening. And pray that the preacher will know the fullness of the Spirit of God. So let us look to the Lord now in prayer and seek his face with all of our hearts. O our God and eternal Father, we bow once again before thee. And Lord, we're glad that thou art never weary of our much coming to thee or our much asking. And O Lord, we're asking tonight once more. It always seems to be, Father, when we come before thee, we're always asking. But Lord, that just simply shows us and thee that we are always in need. And so, our God, I'm asking thee for help tonight. I'm asking thee, O Lord, for the power of the Holy Ghost tonight. I'm asking thee, O Lord, for the fullness of the Spirit. I'm asking thee, Lord, that thou will empty me of all of self. And, Lord, fill then the empty vessel. And, O God, we believe there are souls in this tent tonight. And put simply, they're not saved. They're not ready to die. They're not ready for eternity. They're not ready to meet God. And, O Lord, here's an opportunity that thou hast given to them. And our God, tonight I pray that every soul, every sinner in this tent will seize that opportunity as though it's their last. So our God, come and work amongst us tonight. Again, we plead the merits of the blood, the power of the Spirit. And help us, Lord, to preach Christ tonight and always to make much of His precious redeeming blood. In His precious name we pray. Amen. Our text for this evening is there in the verse 29. Moses said unto Hobab, the son of Raguel, the Midianite, Moses' father-in-law, and this is what he said to Hobab, we are journeying on to the place of which the Lord said, I will give it you. Moses goes on to say to Hobab, come thou with us, and we will do thee good. For the Lord has spoken good concerning Israel. And I want to take those words, come thou with us, and we will do thee good. It was time to go. For the Lord had said to Israel and to Moses, ye have dwelt long enough in this mount. And so the children of Israel took their journey out of the wilderness of Sinai, verse 12. So they rolled up their tents. They dismantled the tabernacle. They raised their standards and waited for the command to go forward. Judah, Issachar, and Zebulun are ready. So are Reuben, Simeon, and Gad. Along with Ephraim, Manasseh, and Benjamin, they have also made preparation and are ready to depart, along with Dan, Asher, and Naphtali. But why all this preparation? Where were they all going? They were journeying on towards a better, brighter, and more blessed future. Moses told them all that they were going, for he says, we are journeying on to the place of which the Lord said, I will give it you. That's where we're going to. We're journeying on to the place that the Lord has promised to give to us. That was the reason for all the preparation. The dismantling of their tents and the tabernacle and the raising of the standards and the forming into the different tribes, all ready to go, just waiting for the command to move forward. And what was that land that the Lord had promised to give Israel? Sure, why, it was the promised land, the land of Canaan, sweet Beulah land, if you like. And they were all preparing to enter into the land that flowed with milk and honey, much better than they've ever experienced before, much better than they've ever seen before, anything better than they ever had before. That was the reason for the excitement of moving on to the land of promise. But not everyone was ready. Not everyone was looking forward to the promised land. Not everyone was prepared. For we read here in the verse 29, we read about Hobab. Hobab wasn't ready. Hobab wasn't prepared Rather, there stood Hobab, a lone figure in danger of being left behind in the wilderness, missing out on that land that flows with milk and honey, missing out on that better land and that better life and a brighter future. And there he stood. And as he stood there, Moses said, Hobab, come with us. Come, Hobab, come with us and we will do thee good. And I believe there are many in this tent meeting tonight who are prepared and they're ready to enter the land of promise. They're ready to enter the heavenly Canaan. Let the Lord call them. Let heaven's gates open wide to receive them, and they're ready to go. And praise God, I can rejoice, I'm ready to go. I'm waiting for the gates of glory to open one day and to receive that welcome home. But then we must be honest and face up to the truth tonight. There would be those in this tent and they're not ready to go. They're not prepared. They have made absolutely no preparation for that day when they will be called away from this scene of time. There are a few Hobabs here tonight who are in danger of being left behind when family and friends depart for the heavenly shore. Let me appeal to you this evening. Let me appeal to you now at the outset of this meeting. Come with us. Let me say to you, dear man or dear woman, dear husband or wife, mother or father, son or daughter, you haven't made any preparation. Let me ask you, let me say to you, come with us. Why not come with us? We don't want to leave you behind. We want you to come with us and we will do thee good. What were we singing tonight? We're going home to glory soon. To see the city bright, to walk the golden streets of heaven and bask in God's own light. But some of you are out of Christ. And held by many a snare. And I say this with all the sincerity of my heart. We cannot leave you lost and alone. We want you and you and you and you over there. So will you come with us? Will you come with us as we journey on toward glory? If, in coming into this tent tonight, you're a person who has been going the opposite direction, I trust tonight you'll hear a voice behind you saying, this is the way. This is the way. Walk ye in it. Come with us. I say that to every unsaved soul in this tent tonight. Will you come with us? And we will do thee good. Here we have, first of all, in the words of Moses to Hobab, we have a sincere request. A sincere request. In speaking to Hobab, Moses sets before him these words, come with us and we will do thee good. Now, why would Moses speak so personally to Hobab? After all, Hobab wasn't an Israelite. He was a Moabite. And yet, while all the Israelites were getting ready and getting into their tribes with their standards raised and all had made preparation, here Moses speaks personally to Hobab, singles him out. Now, why did he say to Hobab, "Come thou with us, and we will do thee good"? Why Hobab? Why this Midianite? First of all, regarding this sincere request, we must take note of the path they were going. Look at what Moses said to Hobab. He said in verse 29, "We are journeying unto the place." He was saying to Hobab, "We're on a journey. And we want you to join us on this journey. We're journeying on to the land that the Lord has promised to give to us." And my, isn't that true? We're all on a journey. We're all pressing on, traveling on. Now think of it. This mission is already 1 week old. We have had 1 week of preaching. We have had 1 week of invitations. We have 1 week of opportunity. And here we are tonight, 1 week nearer eternity. We have journeyed on another 7 days in the journey of life. And if God spares us, this time next week, we will have journeyed on another 7 days and so forth. We're on a journey. And it is the journey of life. But let me ask you, where are you going? We're all on a journey, and we're all on a journey to somewhere. Isn't that right? We're all on a journey to somewhere. All who are saved tonight in this mission, all who have made preparation, we know where we're going. We know where this journey will end. Praise God, it'll end in the arms of Jesus Christ. But where are you going? Where will your journey take you? Face up to it. Where will the journey of life end for you? Remember the words in the book of Job, chapter 14, verse 10. "But man dieth and wasteth away, yea, man giveth up the ghost, and where is he?" See, these words indicate to us that life's journey is not the end. When we come to the end of life's journey, it's the end of the journey in life. But what about after that? "Man dieth, yea, man giveth up the ghost, and where is he?" Where will you be when you give up the ghost? Heaven or hell? With Christ or without Christ forever? Get a hold of that truth. Get a hold of these facts and ask yourself tonight as you sit in that chair in this tent here in the Moneymore Road, where will I be at the end of life's journey? If you're not saved, well, there's only one place for you to be. And it's most certainly not in heaven. And it's most certainly not with those loved ones who died in Christ and have gone before. You're not going to be with them. So where will you be? You know where you'll be, don't you? You know that if you're not saved and you're not washed in the blood and you haven't experienced the new birth, and if death were to come tonight, if your journey was to end tonight, you know you would be in a lost eternity. And so in the light of that, let me say to you this evening, come with us. Come with us. We're going to glory. We're going on and upwards to Beulah land. Come with us, and we will do thee good. Now you look at Hobab, you take a closer look at this man, and you find out another reason why Moses wanted Hobab to go with him. You look at the person. Hobab, what was special about Hobab that Moses wanted him to go with him? Well, first of all, Hobab was a friend of Moses. That's very evident. That's why he said to Hobab, come thou with us. Hobab, you're a friend of mine. You may be a Midianite, but you're a friend of mine. Hobab, will you come with us? My dear friend, Hobab, will you come with us? You know what the name Hobab means? Means beloved. Means beloved. And here, as far as Moses was concerned, and in his eyes, Hobab was a beloved friend. And you know, we thank God for the friends that we have. We thank God for those friends that are near and dear to us. And Hobab was a friend of Moses. And Moses didn't want to leave this beloved friend behind. Maybe there's somebody in the tent tonight. One of your closest friends is a Christian. And if you don't come to your Christian Savior, you'll be left behind. And that friendship will be severed for all eternity. But then on the other hand, in this tent tonight, maybe there's a beloved son. I have 4 sons, my wife and I, and I love every one of them. And I want to have every one of them in heaven with us. They're my beloved sons. And I couldn't bear the thought of them being left behind. And maybe you're a beloved son in the meeting tonight, or a beloved daughter. And if your life's journey was to end tonight, you'd be left behind, wouldn't you? You'd be left behind. Or maybe on the other hand, it's a beloved husband tonight or a beloved wife tonight. That husband or wife whom this morning you told her or him that you loved them. And you said, my dear wife, I love you. And you tell her that every morning. Well, let me ask you, will you be in heaven with them? Or will you be left behind? And their cry is, their prayer is, come with us. Oh, my dear husband, come with me. My dear wife, come with me. I don't want to leave you behind. I don't want to be in heaven and leave you behind. Friend, that's what it's all about. That's what we're talking about tonight. That's what Moses was all about. Hobab, his beloved friend, he says, Hobab, come with us. I don't want to leave you behind. Nobody wants to leave their best friend behind. It's one of the mottos of the Marines. No man left behind. When the U.S. Marines fight and they're in battle and one of their comrades is shot or wounded, they'll not leave him behind. They're all friends in the battle. And they'll risk their own lives to rescue that man. Nobody wants to leave their best friend behind. And there are many in this tent tonight, and their best friend is their husband. Their best friend is their wife. But as it stands at the minute, they'll be left behind if their life's journey ends any day soon. And the desire of their heart is, come with us. The cry of their heart is, come with us. The tears that they shed in secret proclaim the same words, oh, that my husband would only come with me. I can't bear the thought of leaving him behind. Or maybe it's some other member of the family. Family. That was another reason why Moses wanted Hobab to go. He was part of the family. Judges 4 and verse 11, Hobab was the father-in-law of Moses. He was a friend and he was a member of the family. They were related. And what person here tonight, tell me, what person here tonight would want to have their family with them in heaven? Sure, we would all want that. Sure, the mother and father would want their children there, wouldn't they? The husband wants his wife there, and the wife wants her husband there, and so forth. And children long to see mom and dad saved. Because they know mom and dad's a lot longer in the journey of life than they are. And they know that they could leave the scene of time maybe any day. The years are there. Health not as good as it was. And they want mom and dad to be in heaven with them. But friend, you know that it's not going to happen while you remain in your sin. It's not going to happen. It's not going to happen if you reject the Lord Jesus Christ, the Savior you've been preached to about for years. You'll be left behind. Moses didn't want Hobab to be left behind. We don't want you to be left behind. And so I would appeal to you this night, come with us. Will you? Why don't you come with us? You have nothing to lose and everything to gain. So why not come with us and we will do thee good? Come. Come tonight. Come now. Come and join us. Come and join us. and we will do thee good. We all pray for household salvation. We all want to see household salvation. You see, heaven is a place for families. It's a place for mums and dads and sons and daughters. Heaven's a place for families. Come then and join this holy band and on to glory go to dwell in that celestial land where joy's immortal flow. Only trust Him. Only trust Him. He will save you. Do you hear that? He will save you now. And then you will be able to join us. And on to glory go. My, it would be great, my friend, to have you journey with us. It would be great, my friend, to have you go on that journey to glory with us. I tell you, it would be great. I may not know you. I may never have met you before. But you give your heart to Christ tonight, and you'll be my brother and you'll be my sister. And I'll rejoice. I'll praise God tonight if you come and join with us and on to glory go. It'll be great. And you look at the plea. Moses pleads with his friend Hobab, saying, come thou with us. Notice what he does. He calls him. He says, Hobab, come. How many times have you heard that word in a gospel meeting? Come. Many times have you heard that text of Scripture quoted, the words of the Lord Jesus, come unto me, all ye that labored and are heavy laden, and I will give you rest. How often have you heard the words sung, just as I am without one plea, but that thy blood was shed for me, and that thou bidst me come to thee. O Lamb of God, I come. That hymn was written by Charlotte Elliott, who was an invalid. And she thought because of her physical condition, the Lord wouldn't accept her. And one night in the meeting, she heard the preacher say, whoever you are, just come as you are. Charlotte Elliott realized the Lord would accept her just as she was. And she came. And the great deed was done. That's what we're saying to you tonight. Come. Come with us. I heard the voice of Jesus say, come unto me and rest. Lay down thy weary one. Lay down thy head upon my breast. And oh, that tonight in this Monday night tent meeting, I would hear you say in response, I came to Jesus as I was. Weary and worn and sad, I found in Him a resting place. And He has made me glad. And it's true. When Horatius Bonner wrote those words, he knew what he was talking about. They're true. I came to Jesus as I was, weary and worn and sad, and I found in Him a resting place, and He has made me glad. He'll make you glad tonight. What sorrows and what pains and what anguish and what worries and what suffering has sin brought to you in this life? Well, look, if you come tonight to the Lord Jesus, there's love and there's life and there's everlasting joy in Him. Quite a difference, isn't it? You know what this world is like. You know what a world and a life of sin has been like and how it has treated you and how you've suffered from it. Well, there's love and life and joy in Christ. So why don't you come? Come. Mother, come tonight with us. Come with us. Father, come with us. We will make you glad. You notice there the company the Lord or Moses said unto Hobab, come thou with us. You're here in the company of God's people tonight. Perhaps you know that person sitting on either side of you, they're Christians. So you're in good company tonight. You have a minister in the pulpit that you know, the Reverend McCrae. He sat under his ministry for years. You know Mr. McKee. You know the elders of the church. You know other believers. You're amongst friends tonight. People who love you and care about you and care for you and pray for you. You can look into their faces tonight and look into the face of a friend. Is that not the company you would rather be in eternity? Now, if you reject the Lord Jesus and you don't come with us, you'll be in a very different type of company. Here's the company you'll be in. Listen. Listen carefully. This will be your company in eternity if you reject Christ and you don't come with us. Here will be your company, the fearful and the unbelieving and the abominable and murderers and whoremongers and sorcerers and idolaters and all liars. Is that the company you want to keep? You wouldn't let your children keep that company now, would you? No. You wouldn't keep that company today, would you? What are they? Fearful unbelievers, abominable murderers, whoremongers, sorcerers, idolaters, and all liars. You wouldn't keep that company, would you? But if you don't come with us, and you don't come to Christ, and you don't get washed in the blood, and you don't experience the new birth, that's the company you will keep for all eternity. Company you wouldn't keep here on earth. You'll spend eternity in that company. And yet here you are in the meeting tonight, surrounded by friends and family. You're in good company tonight. Is that not the company you'd rather have in eternity? Sure it is. So why don't you come? Why would you refuse such a wonderful invitation? Why don't you come? Come with us. Come with us, dear sinner. Come and join this holy band as on to glory we go. Look at the confidence Moses had. He said, come thou with us. He was obviously confident about where he was going. Moses didn't say to Hobab, well, come with us even though we're not just too sure where we're going. Moses said to Hobab, come with us, we're going to the land of promise. We're going to sweet Beulah land. He was sure of it. He was confident. And yet, I wonder, are you one of those people and you asked, are you saved? And they'll say, well, I hope so. I've met that before. You say, well, are you prepared for heaven? And they say, well, I hope so. And you ask them, has your sins been forgiven? Are you prepared and ready to die? Will we see you in heaven? And all they can say is, well, I hope so. That's no good. That's no good at all. You cannot build for eternity on the false foundation of a hope so. You can be sure of being in heaven tonight. Listen to this. These things are written that you might know that you have eternal life. Listen to this. For I know whom I have believed, and am persuaded that he is able to keep that which I have committed him on against that day. Paul was dead on sure. He would be in heaven. And you can be dead on sure as well. Whatever you do, don't build for eternity on a hope so. What if it all turns out wrong? What if it's just an empty, false foundation? No. Jesus Christ, he's not your hope, so Jesus Christ is your hope. And your hope for heaven. Get off that road of hoping so. And get on to the road tonight that will lead you to heaven and to home. Guaranteed. Praise the Lord, it's guaranteed. You're not going to miss out somewhere along the way. You're not going to get lost along the way. You'll be in heaven. Come with us. We'll go together. What about that? What about that, my friend? What about going together to heaven? Come with us. Pearly gates are open wide, and we shall enter in. To know thenceforth no tear or sigh, no sorrow and no sin. Oh, come with us. Oh, come at once. That land is bright and fair. No, we cannot leave you lost and lone. We want you over there. After that sincere request of Moses, look at what happened. There was a straight refusal. Moses said, come thou with us, and we will do thee good, for the Lord has spoken good concerning Israel. And he said unto him, I will not go. There's been a few hobabs in this tent in this past week. I thought sure. Last night, somebody would stay behind and give their heart to the Lord. I was sure of it. When we dealt with the rich man in hell and the three times that he prayed, and I thought, sure, how can people go out in the light of the truth of God's word? And while we exhorted men and women to come to Jesus Christ, what was their answer? I will not go. And they walked out of that door. I may never see them again. I hope I do. If not here, I hope to see them in heaven. Maybe you were here last night. Why don't you tonight come with us? You were a Hobab last night, and you said, I will not go. I hope you have a change of heart tonight. What is it that strikes you about that answer of Hobab's? What strikes me about his answer is that he didn't give it much thought. Moses said, come now with us and we will do thee good. And he said unto him, I will not go. He didn't give it much thought. Maybe that's what some folk did last night. Even though we pleaded with them and said to them, now, don't you rush out of this tent. You give this some thought, what you've heard tonight, what God has said to you. And we pleaded with the people, we pleaded with the souls that were here. And if you were here, you know how I pleaded with you. And asked you to give it some thought. Well, in the name of the Lord tonight, will you give this some thought? And as the word goes forth from this pulpit, come thou with us. I trust you will not say immediately, I will not go. At least give it some thought. At least think about the consequences. At least think about being left behind. At least think about being left behind while your loved ones, your family, and your friends go on to glory. At least think about that. At least think about what it will cost you not to come with us. At least think about it. Whatever you do, don't say tonight, I will not go. Think of the consequences. It'll not be a matter of you losing a fortune or losing a house or losing your good name. It's nothing to do with the loss of health or happiness. That's not the consequences we're talking about. We're talking about losing your soul. Saying tonight, preacher, I will not go with you. You're in danger of losing your soul. Your soul. Your soul. Losing your soul. If you don't come with us, the consequences go even deeper than that. For if you lose your soul, you say, I will not go, then you may bid farewell to grace. You may bid farewell to mercy. You may bid farewell to God. You may bid farewell to Christ. You may bid farewell to your family. You may bid farewell to your friends. If you don't come with us, that's the consequences that you will suffer. Give that some thought, at least. You take the allurements of Hobab. Hobab told Moses why he didn't want to go with him on the journey to the land of promise. He says, I will depart to my own land and to my own kindred. I'm going to stay with my own people. After all that Moses said to him, this is a good land we're going to, flowing with milk and honey. It's far better than anything we've ever had before or ever experienced before. Hobab, will you come with us? And we will do thee good. Hobab said, I will not go. I'm going to return to my kindred and to my own people. How many do that? I don't want to leave my own people. You know my old drinking buddies, Saturday night, I don't want to leave them. The mates that I go out with, go to boozing parties, and we have always a great time. Oh, I don't want to leave them. I'll go back. I'll go back to them. No, Moses, I'm not going with you. No, preacher, I'm not going with you. I'll go back. Can you imagine what Hobab turned down? Turned down a new life, turned down a new land, turned down a new start, turned down all those things that God had promised to Israel. Hobab would have experienced them. The land flowing with milk and honey. And where did he choose to stay? In the wilderness. Crazy. Oh, that was said before Hobab. And he says, I'll go back to my kindred. And I'll go back to my friends. And I'll go back to my land. Where did he go back to? He went back to the wilderness. Now, you're not going to do that, sure. You're not going to stay with the crowd in this world and the company of this world who are on that broad, broad road that will lead eventually you to your at your journey's end to a lost eternity. Why would you take that road when there's a better life and a better road and a better land? Why? That land that is fairer than day, and by faith we can see it afar. That land where there is no sorrow, no separation, no death, no shrouds, no graves, no sorrow, no tears. My friend, will you not come with us? Moses makes this appeal. Come with us. And then he goes on to say, listen to this. Leave us not, I pray thee. Hobab, don't leave us. Leave us not, I pray thee. I have much more to say in this text, but I'll leave it here. My unsaved friend, leave us not. Don't leave us. Come with us. That Christian mother and father would say to their son or their daughter, leave us not. Don't leave your mom and dad. Come with us. We have had good times here. We have had blessed times in the home. We rejoice in one another's company. We love each other. Oh, son, leave us not. Don't leave us. Come with us. Dear daughter, we've been through a lot together. Will you not come with us? Don't leave us. Moses pleaded with Hobab and said, don't leave us. Come with us. And as far as we know, Hobab didn't go. Because the verse tells us, and they departed from the mount of the Lord. And Hobab wasn't in their company. What more can I say tonight? I'm a family man. I know what it would be like to leave a loved one behind. And there are those in this tent tonight and they're dreading that thought of leaving a member of the family behind. Come with us. Oh, dear friend, tonight, come with us. Come. Whatever you do tonight, wherever you are in this tent, whatever you do, don't say, I will not go. But rather say tonight, yes, preacher, I will go. Hallelujah. Oh, that I would hear that tonight. Yes, preacher, I will go. So why not come with us and we will do you good. Let's bow in prayer.